Burt Show.
The stakes are super high. You've got yourself a best friend, right? Best girlfriend, best boyfriend, whatever. You guys have been hanging for years. You know this person and you care about this person more than anybody else. Then, dang it, you start catching feelings. What do you do with them? Do you bury them, save the friendship, or do you go all in?
My friend, who has been friends with her best guy friend since childhood, realized that she recently had the feels for him. And like Bert said, was debating whether or not to confess to him or not. And so we talked about it a lot. And she decided that the friendship is the most important thing in the world to her. She doesn't want to lose him as a friend. But she can't live with the regret of not saying anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we lined up 100 men and 100 women, how they handle this situation. Because I think most men go in and most women think with something other than, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Then the stuff south of the border and make a different decision.
That would be interesting, too. And I think it maybe also varies depending on the level of friendship and what it looks like. But she's like, I had told her, you know, with great risk comes great reward. And somebody on this show, I think, once said, you're the only one who's going to have to live with your regrets and your decisions. And so it's up to her. So she went in. She was going to meet him face to face, but chickened out and couldn't do it.
Just a couple of details here. How long were they friends?
Excuse me. 20 years or something like that.
20 years, okay.
Since they were kids. It's been a long time. And they lived on opposite ends of the country, or he had a girlfriend, or she had a boyfriend. Like, nothing ever aligned properly. So it was never, like, on their minds to do this.
In 20 years, you are so firmly entrenched in even more than something like, more than the friend zone. I mean, you're brother sister at that point.
Yeah.
That's tough to climb out of.
For sure.
But people change over time too. So I think the person that you're friends with when you're a kid is not the same person that you're friends with as an adult. And if you can grow together, that's really cool. So like I said, she was going to meet him in person and tell him to his face, but then chickened out. So she did a phone call. She called him. No texts. She did do a phone call.
Not a FaceTime, because you didn't want to see him?
Nope. No FaceTime.
20 years she was of friendship.
Right.
Still can't just tell that man to his face.
Nope. She was going to FaceTime, backed out. Then she was going to call, backed out. Then she was going to text and backed out.
Yeah, and she sent a pigeon. And so she called him and she's like, "This, I'm going to preface this. This could be a very awkward conversation. There's something I need to talk to you about." And she told him that she had feelings with him, for him. And she asked him, you know, "Have you ever thought about me that way?" And he goes, "I would be lying if I said I never thought about that."
All right, that's the answer.
Okay.
It's a safe answer. Window's a little open here.
"But I've been dating someone secretly for the past 6 months."
Dump that skank.
What a horrible guy.
And it's pretty serious. And so my friend feels obviously deflated. Apparently they stayed on the phone after that and joked around and were able to kind of just not write it off, but be normal after that. So she feels pretty good. And the fact that he had felt that way or had those thoughts made it feel more like an even playing field. So she doesn't feel rejected. It's, again, perhaps right person, wrong time.
But she planted the seed.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's with this other woman. They've been secretly dating for 6 months, whatever. He says it's pretty serious. However, that seed has been planted.
Mm-hmm.
So now whenever he's hanging out with his girlfriend, there's like, she's going to do certain things and he's going to think like, "I wonder how Sarah would have done that." And then he's like, "I want." And so maybe it'll grow, or maybe it'll stay dormant and nothing will happen. But the seed has been planted.
Does nobody find it weird that for a close friendship of 20 years, he didn't tell her that they were dating until now? Like, why date secretly for 6 months? Mm. You, as a grown man, what are you hiding? You know what I mean?
Apparently he hadn't told anybody, not even his parents. I don't know why. I think his family's always, she said, been critical of who he dates. I don't know why. They're young. They're in their like mid-20s. So maybe it's one of those, "I'm going to do this on my own" things.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Plot twist. My other friend, who is not friends with the friend we're talking about, heard this segment on The Burt Show and confessed to her guy friend that she was in love with him.
What?
And he confessed to her, "I'm in love with you too," and now they're dating.
Oh, collateral love damage.
Yes. So somebody got out good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
So, you know, take your shot, right?
Something good came of it.
Yeah.
All right. All right, before we leave this segment here, Mo found this piece of audio that I think we all have stumbled upon the last couple of days.
She's everywhere.
Yeah,
she's everywhere, man. It's that little itty-bitty kid that is in her school play. It must be after the school play, right?
Yeah, it's like a Christmas school play, and this video has now gone super viral. viral. Her name is Story, and now she has a great story to tell. And her mom was really bragging on her about how she's just not shy. She is not afraid of the spotlight in the moment. And so there she is. It's like it's a Christmas play. They're on a stage. It's designed. And this is right after the play where I don't think she was supposed to have the microphone at all. She's a 4-year-old girl, and she took the microphone from the principal in order to say this.
I am very proud of myself and all of my other friends inside my class. And my class is really sweet, except one little boy.
They took the microphone from her before she could say which little boy
she
was
going in, and the principal had to reach down and go, okay, that's it, because she was about to go in on that kid.
She was about to let it go.
No, but that's all fantastic, but then the way she walks off stage, because she has, like, this beautiful head of hair, and she just walks off stage, and she literally does, like, a hair flip, and she's, like, bouncing her hair as she walks off of the stage, like, yeah, I just did that.
I did that.
The Burt Show.